The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Before a celebration like this...
And the 2-0 pitch, he swings and hammers. Left field and deep. Open up the gates, we're going home.
There are key decisions made every day throughout the organization and on the diamond.
If you want a stand-up guy, you're looking at it. Hustle, heart, accountable, a leader in the clubhouse and on the field.
This is the show that gives you inside access to everything surrounding your favorite team. It's Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Here's your host of Inside Twins, Corey Provis.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. We are gearing up for the finale and the rubber game of this three-game weekend series on a beautiful Sunday here at Target Field. Twins and the Indians coming up in about 90 minutes, really. The Hall of Fame ceremony for the great John Gordon begins approximately 1 hour from now. Then first pitch about 1:30, 1:35 Central Time between Kyle Gibson and Josh Tomlin. Welcome to Inside Twins. I'm Corey Provis. We welcome your questions. Reach us in two ways if you would like today, via email, insidetwins@twinsbaseball.com, or on Twitter, #InsideTwins. The Indians won the opener in this series on Friday. Twins prevailed really early this morning as they knocked off the Tribe in 11, winning by one. So we're back at it here today and the rubber game of this series. And our guest on the program, always great to sit next to, the GM of the Minnesota Twins. Good afternoon to Terry Ryan.
Quick turnaround.
It certainly was.
Late night last night, thankfully, we got a win out of that thing and got the game in, which was most important. Now we can pay attention to John Gordon going into the Twins Hall of Fame.
And I want to get back to that, but you had probably a great look at what happened during the delay last night. You kept hearing about, suspending the game and picking it up today. At the time of the rain, were you optimistic that the game would resume?
No, I was not. And then I got down into the clubhouse with Paul, and we were talking about suspension and what we were going to do and so forth. And the umpire came in and said we had a little break in the weather and some optimism that we could get it in. And I think everybody, the Indians and the Twins, both wanted to get that thing in, regardless of the outcome we wanted to play.
And it was the case since the game started. This was in the umpire's hands. It was Larry Vanover, the crew chief. It's his call as to whether or not to postpone the game, or in this case, suspend it?
No, it'd be his call, and ultimately he really relies on the people in the weather station over here, and certainly Larry. And ultimately, we were pretty good and accurate on that weather forecast. It showed we had enough time to get it in, and obviously it took care of itself in a quick hurry, but that was nice to be able to finish that off, and now we don't have to worry about the suspension and all the things that come with it.
Does the commissioner's office, as they work with the umpires and the umpires' union, in situations like that, are they always pushing the crews, hey, do your best to get the game complete? It may inconvenience some, but do your best to complete the game?
Yeah, I think that is the approach. The commissioner's office just sent a memo out recently that once the team comes in for the last visit, in essence, the game is in the hands of the commissioner's office and the umpire. So we're no longer a part of that. But Cleveland comes back here in September, so we had a little bit of a say, but that's kind of how it goes.
And kind of a fitting way to end the game. It was a sloppy game at times. We saw some misplays, and yet the game ends kind of fittingly on an error.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, there were a lot of opportunities for both sides to win that game and put up some crooked numbers, and neither one of us did it. And consequently, it probably was going to take a play like that to win that game, and we are on the right side this time.
And the Twins won the game, try to win the series here today. It is Hall of Fame weekend. We're going to take an early break, come back, and get Terry's thoughts on yesterday's Hall of Fame ceremony with Torii Hunter and his take on the great John Gordon, who's going into the Twins Hall of Fame here today. Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field, rolls on next on your home for Twins baseball.
I had no idea the Franks here are so amazing.
It's all in the choice of condiments, my friend.
I'm listening.
Add a little Coop's Arizona Heat and any morsel of food takes on a whole new dimension. It starts with a savory sweetness and then finishes with a nice spicy kick at the end.
At the ballpark or at home, no one fields a better team of mustards than Coop's. That's Coop's with a K.
Mind if I dip my fries?
Head to your nearest Coborn's and pick up some Coop's mustard today.
Hi folks, Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service, and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
Shift into savings now at your local Kubota dealer. Take command of your lawn care needs with a new Kubota Commander zero-turn mower. Get commercial-grade performance and a full four-year factory warranty at a price you can afford. Now, during our Shift into Savings sales event, get special promotional pricing of $38.99 and zero down and 0% financing for 36 months. Now through September 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Find a Kubota dealer near you at Kubota.com.
The wait is over. Tempt your taste buds with a generous layer of tasty lean steak, crisp vegetables, and melted cheese. Then top it off with our new bold signature horseradish sauce. Introducing the horseradish steak and cheese sandwich. Be bold. Subway. Eat fresh. At participating locations, limited time only.
The Twins Flex Plan gives you the flexibility to choose your games and your number of seats. Choose in advance or even the day of the game. So don't plan. Flex Plan. Go to twinsbaseball.com/flex or call 800-33-TWINS to learn more.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back. Inside Twins continues. Twins and the Indians coming up at about 1:30 Central Time today. It'll be Kyle Gibson and Josh Tomlin, two righties, matching up in the series finale here today. Corey Provis back with Terry Ryan. Let's kind of go back to yesterday's Hall of Fame ceremony. We saw Torrey Hunter, Terry, inducted the 27th member of the Twins Hall of Fame. What'd you take away from yesterday's ceremony?
Well, well-deserved, first off. Torrey has been a tremendous member of this organization, the community, for a long time. It's always nice to see one of those guys go in that you draft and sign and develop from his high school years right on through his career. But I thought his speech was well thought out. He certainly had a lot of issues there that he wanted to discuss, which was good. He thanked a lot of people. You could tell it was genuine. That's the one thing about Torrey. There's not a phony bone in his body, so I think everything went well yesterday. I think he's very appreciative. You know, this organization has been good to him, and he's been good to us.
And when Torrey's name has come up, even going back to last year and earlier this season, we speak of his talent, of his athletic skill, but the personality that he possesses, he stands out with his charisma. Had he always had that? Has that been a constant with Torrey Hunter ever since you met him?
Yeah, I think as far as I remember, you know, way back, and this was in the early 90s when we did draft him, I remember him playing at Fort Wayne, and he's really struggled. But he always had a smile on his face, and he always had the energy and the charisma. And there were a few times I thought he was going to crack, Corey, because it just was not going well. This guy was an elite athlete, but it wasn't transferring to baseball quite yet, and I could see he was depressed to some extent, and there's no reason that he wasn't succeeding other than the fact that he had trouble hitting a breaking ball, and that's about all he saw.
And Torrey Hunter going in yesterday and today, John Gordon. When I say that name, what comes to mind?
Well, I've been around almost the entire time John has been here or was here, and we did the travel together, the planes and the bus rides to the ballpark and these sessions, of course. John's a tremendous ambassador of the Minnesota Twins. He not only does the baseball, but he did all the things in between in the winter and the caravan and so forth. And his compassion for the game and the organization, I just have a tremendous amount of respect for John. He's tight now. You go to eat with him, there's a chance you're going to be picking up the check. But, and I spent a lot of time with him in restaurants. For whatever reason, I guess he thought I was a pretty good pincushion of picking up that check, because we had breakfast every day on the road.
Oh, okay.
And he had all these spots, you know, and he knows so many people. And usually there's a connection on these people he knows, because it's going to probably be to his advantage down the road, but especially with these people in the golf courses. He can really mix and match there.
So when the check would come, either the check wouldn't come,
he'd be in the restroom.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where
so
he'd
he timed
be.
It out.
Yeah, he timed her pretty good.
Okay, so he had a great run. But you think about this business and being a broadcaster and to see John do it for so long and to do it so well, did you marvel at his skill at just calling a game and not just the heroic moments, the World Series and all the dramatic home runs, but to do it day in, day out?
I did. Corey, and the other thing that I really admired about John, he just didn't pay attention to this major league team. He was down there in Elizabethton, and he wanted to know about Cedar Rapids or Kenosha or Fort Wayne or wherever our affiliates were. And he would talk frequently with our minor league managers and our coaches and our Rovers and certainly the farm director. He and Jim Rantz had a tremendous relationship and still do, and that's why Jim's presenting him. But there was a lot of interest in the minor leagues, the major leagues, scouting internationally, and John was well-versed in what was going on in this organization from top to bottom.
And he knew the fan base, too, didn't he? He knew the affiliates. Yeah. He could just rattle off all the affiliates and the men and women that have worked at these stations for decades. And I didn't know that until I got this job, and that question came up to me. But that's unique. That's special.
He was spread out, I'll tell you, between the people that work in the ushers and so forth in the stadium and down at Fort Myers. He's a legend down there, of course, and to this day, he's still doing the clinics and appearances for us down at Fort Myers. He's just one of those guys. I don't know too many people that don't like John Gordon. I don't think I've ever met a person that doesn't like him. And I think he's got a chance to get a little emotional today.
And other Twins Hall of Famers in town, Aguilera is here, Radke's here, Jim Perry's here. Do you get a chance to catch up with those guys?
Yeah, I did. Yesterday we had a little bit of a breakfast, and I had a chance to see Rick Aguilera. The guy I do want to see is Radke. I know he's here. I've seen him, but I haven't talked to him yet. He still looks like he might be able to run a few innings through his arm there, but it's nice to see all those guys come back.
You know, and Radke, he joined us yesterday for a half inning, and his entire career with one team. That doesn't happen too often now.
No.
And he was playing in the free agency era, but he never wanted to go. I asked him the question, were you ever tempted to go? He said yes, but he felt like this was the place he needed to be.
He had a couple opportunities to go, and we ended up giving him a sizable deal there, which made sense for everybody at the time. He was one of the few guys that wanted to stay here back when we were really struggling. And I would say our scouting development in this organization are as proud of him as anybody, because we took him in about the eighth round out of high school in Tampa. He wasn't a big guy in the top 100 Baseball America, none of that stuff. He was just a workmanlike starter that gave us 220 innings every year.
Hall of Fame weekend continues today. John Gordon going in. We'll step aside, come back, and shift the conversation back to some on-field personnel. Inside Twins brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. We're live on your home for Twins baseball.
Feel the pull, Twins fans. That's the force of Target Field, drawing you and your friends into the diamond-shaped center of the universe, where stars like Brian Dozier and Trevor Plouffe blast baseballs to the surface of the sun, where you can get nachos in a helmet and donuts in a bucket. The theory of relativity is cool and all, but no science can explain the need to see a Twins game. It's a phenomenon, like gravity, like Joe Mauer's beard, like how the Twins are your ticket to summer.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Fox Sports North salutes our nation's heroes with half-price home plate view tickets every Monday through Thursday. Present a valid ID and receive tickets for you and up to three guests. FSN thanks you for your service.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's perfect. Allison, wait. Are you texting and driving? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Well, Welcome back to Inside Twins. Twins and the Indians. Game 3 coming up at about 1:30 first pitch. This program takes you up until the bottom of the hour. Chris Atterbury standing by with today's pregame show. And then the Hall of Fame ceremony begins at just after 1 p.m. Central Time. Terry, let's kind of get back to some on-field matters. What have you made of Miguel Sano's transition back to third as almost an everyday option now?
Yeah, he's rusty, Corey. He's had a couple gaffes over there that are not explainable. They just, that pop-up he should have caught. And there's a couple ground balls that he's let get by him. There are a couple great plays as well. And I've tried to warn some people that, you know, this is going to be a little bit of a work in progress with him because he hasn't been there recently. And even last year, he didn't play third but about five or six games up here. But you can see the signs. He's got the ability to play over there and should be able to handle that. And in time, I think he'll settle down. But it's a little alarming to see some of the errors that aren't forced. I mean, those are just plays he needs to make.
And his track record, you saw him probably quite a bit in the minor leagues at third base. What we're seeing up here, he's done that in the past. He can make the wild plays, the special plays, but sometimes the routine plays aren't made?
That's correct, and I hate to admit it, but that's his MO a little bit down there below. And Chattanooga, I saw him quite a bit at third base last year, and he did not make some plays that he should have, and it's just a lack of concentration and probably more attributable to his youth. I mean, you know, here's a young kid. Sometimes their minds stray and worry about their at-bats and not taking that defense as serious as we need, and consequently things start to slip a little bit and we get him up here and the same thing's happening. We need to clean that up.
Over the last month, the Twins have been the highest scoring team in all of Major League Baseball. The offense that we have seen, the surge, there have been some lopsided numbers in there, some 15-run games, 17-run games. But is this, maybe not to that extent, but did you think that the offense the last month, that was going to be almost the norm to begin the year?
As you know, going through spring training, I think everybody, not just me, but most people that are around us said we're going to score. Well, we didn't. And consequently, we got a poor start, and we are in a bad spot. Now, all of a sudden, some of these guys, Vargas, Rosario in particular, are starting to hit. I don't have the explanation. We should be an offensive club. We have a good team from 1 through 9. We have guys that can swing the bat. We didn't do it, and it's tough to put a finger on things in baseball, and that's one I can't quite figure that out. Now, all of a sudden, now the last two games we haven't hit, but I think we'll be okay offensively.
Does this change anything for you as you look ahead to August 1 and potential moves you may or may not make, what you've seen offensively the last month?
No, it doesn't. Most of the guys on the offensive side of the game, Corey, are young kids that we should be building around. Now, there are some things here that you got to look for as far as the trade market, but for the lineup, for the most part, those are guys that you want to keep and want to build around.
What kind of deal would you have to have to move one of these key young pieces? Overwhelmed, is that the right word? Blown away?
Yeah, I would say it's one of those that somebody'd really have to be creative and come in here with something that you couldn't turn down. I mean, these guys that we're playing, they're 22 years old. And those are the types of guys that the Kansas Cities had built around back in their day. People question Mellitakis,
Moustakas.
People question Hosmer. You know, you're always, where are you guys headed? You ought to move them. Well, no, they kept them and they developed them and they built around those types of guys and consequently won the World Series. That's what should happen here. We've got people here that are pretty good. They've got some issues. We'll clean them up. But when they're 25 or so, all of a sudden you've got an established guy that's got a chance to be pretty darn good.
You know, I've asked those that have seen this team play for a long, long time, the amount of youthful players that are playing simultaneously. Does this kind of date back to maybe 82 when Herbeck and Bernanski were all playing very young in their careers at the same time together?
That's what you hope, and we've been talking about that a little bit. All right, well, what's Buxton going to be? Is he going to be Hunter and Bucket, or what is he going to be? And what do you think Kepler's going to be? Is he going to grow into a type of guy that the Jock Joneses of the world and so forth? And, yeah, we have players here that have a chance to be very good in a number of years. They should be very good. It's not like these guys are in their late 20s. They're in their early 20s. And if you use the patience that we should here, we have a pretty good nucleus and we have more coming. And there's a chance that we'll have something going on here pretty good. We got to get some starting pitching. There's no doubt. We got issues in the rotation, and we've got that's where it starts and ends with me. We got to get some consistent starting pitching.
Is the challenge then to, with this young piece and these pieces that you have, to sprinkle in some key veteran cogs, whether it's offensive players, but as you just mentioned, maybe starting pitching. Is that the missing element right now?
Well, we have some other areas, but yes, you'd always, you know, we've got some issues in that bullpen as well. You know, all of a sudden, Kinsler's our closer. Brandon Kinsler's 32 years old, and he came out of nowhere. We signed him as a 20D free agent. Okay, well, that's nice right now, and he's doing a wonderful job. Our other closers on the mend here, and we just traded one guy that was tremendous for us last year. So the bullpen's fluid. It's always, you never know what you're going to get most of the time out of that bullpen. We have to pay attention to that. You know, we have some other issues. Obviously, Kurt Suzuki's on the contract year. So we have a lot of things we need to address.
Kevin Jepson, I'm glad you brought that up. He is back with the Rays. Was a trade finalized, or is that just something that you couldn't work anything out and he that just then signed as a free agent with Tampa Bay?
Yeah, he signed as a free agent, and there was many talks with quite a few clubs, actually. There was severe interest in him, but no one wanted to give us anything because they knew I was stuck. Mm-hmm. And that takes place when you designate a guy and his salary is somewhat sizable, and we're at this point of the year. I'm a little surprised that he went to Tampa Bay because I think he had a chance to go to some teams that were in contention.
Now we'll take a break, come back, and wrap up Inside Twins. Next, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field, and your home for Twins baseball.
Hi, folks. Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
At our last birthday party, we had 12 kids and a clown in a two-bedroom apartment playing pin the tail on my throw pillows. This year, we have a backyard.
When you're ready to buy a house, a mortgage from U.S. Bank can help make it possible. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to learn more. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The Ford Freedom Sales Event is on. It's our biggest event of the year, giving you the freedom to save. Now get 0% Ford credit financing on a huge selection of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Plus, specially tagged Ford vehicles get $1,000 smart bonus cash. That's freedom from interest and freedom to choose from Ford Focus, Fusion, and Escape. Even Ford Edge, Explorer, or the built Ford Tough F-150. No wonder Ford is America's best-selling brand. During the Ford Freedom Sales Event, get 0% Ford credit financing on a huge selection of Ford vehicles. Plus, specially tagged vehicles get $1,000 smart bonus cash. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit limited term financing. Supply of vehicles with smart bonuses limited. Not available on Focus RS, Shelby GT350, Transit, Transit Connect, E-Series, F650, and F750. See dealer or go to Ford.com for qualifications and complete details. For all offers, taking retail delivery from dealer stock by 8-1-2016. Sales claim based on 2015 calendar year sales.
Fourth and one on your own five. Full count. Two out. Bottom of the ninth. The front end of a one-on-one with 0.1 seconds left. There's a name for this sliver of hope. She's called Chance. And as every Minnesota lottery player knows, it's worth it to call her number. So let's send in the Hail Mary of, oh yeah! Because with or without her helmet, Chance is a beautiful thing.
Brought to you by the Minnesota Lottery. Players must be 18 or older.
On the field, baseball players want to be
safe.
Off the field, everyone should check with the Better Business Bureau at BBB.org before making purchasing decisions. The BBB has helped consumers like you find ethical, trustworthy businesses since 1912. Remember, it's better to be
safe
than sorry.
You can do so many cool things when you're older. Shave, pay bills, try to keep the weight off. Well, getting older just got better. Treasure Island Resort and Casino presents Senior Days. Fans 55 and better receive a $5 discount in Field Box and Powerball Pavilion tickets for all weekday day games. Go to twinsbaseball.com for more information.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Final segment, Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Twins and the Indians coming up at about 1:30 Central Time. Gibson and Tomlin, the pitching matchup here today. Terry, there was a scary scene in the game last night. The game was halted for several minutes as a young boy was hit by a foul ball. Mike Napoli had a bullet down the left field line. And I thought everybody involved made the right call, halting the game to see how this young man was doing. Any update today?
Yeah, I did get a message from Dave Horsman and Dave St. Peter that young man is doing fine. It was a glancing blow, thank God. And those are the scariest moments when you get into a ballpark. You'd like to think that those things don't happen, but they do too often. And that young man escaped that one without too much complication, it doesn't look like. They took him to the hospital, they did the x-rays and so forth. I think he's fine.
Yeah, it's amazing, too, all the players involved, how quickly they flipped the switch from competitor to just human being to say, hey, stop the game. This is a game, and what just happened is real life.
Yeah, and it's when you have a young kid like that, I think everybody is very concerned. And obviously the man that hit the ball, Mike Napoli, was worried about it and everybody else on the field. So they did the right thing and they got him attended to and he went up. And I've noticed that he had to have his hat on as he went up the stairs, Corey.
All right, Terry, thanks for the time. Always great to chat with you. Have a great week.
Okay, thanks a lot.
That's Terry Ryan joining us here Inside Twins. Always great to have TR joining us here on this Sunday program. Busy day to come. We had the manager show this morning, Inside Twins, and later on, the Hall of Fame ceremony. John Gordon inducted into the Twins Hall of Fame, the 28th member to be inducted. We'll have that ceremony coming up at just after 1 o'clock. Chris's pregame show is next, about 4 minutes away, and then Game 3, Twins and the Tribe. Gibson for the Twins, Tomlin for the Tribe. More of Twins baseball coming up on your home for Twins baseball.
You've been listening to Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field.